Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
My name is Renee Stoner.
Hi, Renee, how are you today?
Oh, could be better. I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes. I had talked to someone already.
Okay. Did you sign documents with them physically or electronically regarding legal representation?
No.
Okay. So that means you would not have an attorney.
I thought that that's what.
I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. Well, I thought this was an attorney. Okay. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the person that you just spoke with?
He said he was going to be connecting me to an attorney.
Did he connect you to me?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm asking is, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
And how are you doing now?
I have my days. I'm still seeing the doctor for other things that has accumulated since then.
Okay, well, I'm wishing you the best. I know it's really hard to, go through something like this, but I'll try to make this process for you as quickly as possible, okay? I'm going to ask you all the required questions. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
The subject of what now?
The subtype?
Well, it's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is that what you mean? The B cell?
Okay. So do you have diffuse large B cell lymphoma? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
Okay, so originally the diagnosis was in June, I think June 2008.
2008?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
No, at home in the garden, the backyard.
Okay. And what was the home address of where you used the Roundup?
Courtney, like the girl's name. Drive, Moreno Valley, California, 92551.
And what is the street number, the house number?
25285 Courtney Drive.
Okay, thank you. So I have 2585.
You're welcome.
25285 Courtney
no.
Drive. In Moreno Valley, California, zip code 92551.
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall?
No.
And how old were you at the time of diagnosis?
Well, 50.
Okay. And how many years?
53.
Okay. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for?
So, 8.
8 years?
18, 19, 20, like about 12, no, 12 years.
12 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
I mean, during those, yeah, during the time that I started using it, is that what you mean?
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I just want to confirm, you said yes, that you've sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your entire life?
Oh, yes.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. Okay, and the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
Yeah, I guess met one or two people, you know, in my family.
Okay. Who are they and what cancers were they diagnosed with?
My father was the closest that had cancer, and he had lung cancer.
Lung cancer? I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know why, because he didn't smoke or anything. It was just literally all of a sudden. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you have anyone else in your family that also was diagnosed with cancer?
Not like the immediate family. No, no, nobody that I could remember.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me?
R-E-N-E-E.
Last name?
S-T-O-N-E-R, Stoner.
Stoner, S-T-O-N-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, the second, or third?
No, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And are you currently married?
No, ma'am.
And can I get your date of birth, please?
February 20th, 1953.
And what is your social?
548-880956.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'4", probably between 178, 180.
About 180, okay. And what is your email?
Yeah. Milani's, LTD, MELONISLTD at yahoo.com. So that's Milani's, LTD. At yahoo.com.
Okay. Can you spell the first part of it again? I'm sorry. I missed it.
That's okay. M is in Mary. E-L-O-N-I-S-L-T-D.
Okay. There we go. And then the phone number I have for you is 951-403-8813.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is this your cell, your home, or both?
Cell and home, yes. This is the only line I have, so I use it for both.
Okay. So you said both, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
Well, I learned it, I seen it online, and I applied online. Is that what you mean?
Yes. And then what date did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup?
Probably June of the maybe July of 2008, 2008, I'm sorry.
Okay. And then how many times a year did you use Roundup if you had to put a number on it?
You say yearly?
How many times a year did you use Roundup?
Oh, shoot. I would say about, I used it like two times. Hold on, see. What times a year is this for? Oh, I would say like go about 50 times within a year.
Okay. And then how many exposures have you had your how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime if you had to put a number on it?
Just two.
You've only been exposed to Roundup twice in your entire life?
I mean, during the time that I was used it here, of course, I've been exposed to it during the time that I used it here. But
Okay.
prior to those dates, I haven't used it before. Is that what you're saying?
So what I'm asking you is in your entire life, how many times have you been exposed to Roundup? What would be the number? Because you did say you used it
Probably just
50
two
times.
times because within a year I've used it. I sprayed the backyard, like basically maybe once every 2 weeks. So that's what I'm saying. That's where the 50 comes from.
Okay,
So if I've been exposed to it just during the time.
so exposed to it just means being around it while it's being sprayed. So how many times in your entire life have you been exposed to Roundup?
Oh, okay. So, shoot, I would say about 50 times then.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I have this correctly. You said you sprayed about 50 times a year and you used it for about 12 years, but you've only had 50 exposures to Roundup in your life?
Okay, maybe I'm not understanding. Okay,
Okay.
so this is the time I started using Roundup.
Let's break it down a little bit. So when you said you used it 50 times a year, but then you also just mentioned that you used it once every 2 weeks. Did you use it every week out of the year?
Like every month, I would spray like once a week. So that's what I was trying to do some calculations.
Okay. So that
I
would
spray
be
Roundup once.
once a week. So that's about 52 times out of the year. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, that's why I said 50
Okay.
exactly.
And then based off of what you've told me, you said that you sprayed Roundup for 12 years and you used it 52 times a year. So I believe the amount of exposures you've had in your life would be 624. Is that correct? Or is it more than that? Or is it less than
Okay,
that?
if you want to break it down, no, it might be a little less, but yeah, if you want to break it down like that, then yes, do the calculations, then that's correct.
Okay, so you want me to put down 624?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had all this information correct, just because when the attorneys see it, they're going to be a little bit confused if they see that you only were exposed to it twice in your entire life. That wouldn't make sense because you did say you sprayed it over 50 times a year.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant, is there another instance where I, used it like another time doing it in another area or another, address or something like that. So yeah,
Okay,
I
yeah.
thank
No,
you.
I
I explained what
understand.
I was saying.
I'm sorry for the confusion.
No problem.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Just gloves.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
Okay, so I must have started like in June. It was June 2008, actually. And yeah, June. And then, yeah, June. It was June 28, 2008.
That's when you started spraying Roundup?
Yes, started.
Okay, so you started spraying when you were diagnosed, is that correct?
No, I was praying first, and then I got sick and I went to the hospital, so I kind of stopped. But I started it in 2008 for sure.
Okay, I just want to confirm I have this correct. So you said you sprayed Roundup for 12 years and you started spraying it in 2008, which is the same year that you got diagnosed.
So I start using it, you said. I'm sorry, I just took pills before you called. And okay, I started June 2008. If that was your answer, that's when you said, when did I start, right?
Okay. Yeah, I just want to confirm I have this information correct just because it's not really aligning. The timeline isn't aligning. So you did say you sprayed Roundup before you got diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What when
Yes.
did you stop spraying Roundup?
In 2020,
Okay, so you started spraying.
about like
Okay, what month in 2020?
I said about August. It was the summer
August.
time in 2020.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have this correct before moving forward. So you're saying that you started spraying Roundup at the same time that you were diagnosed?
No, I used it for about a year before I got diagnosed. I started using it in June, like 2008, and then I started getting sick with it. So probably June of 2009
Okay,
is when I started going to the doctor.
so you said that you received your diagnosis in June 2008. Is that correct?
My first diagnosis. I was diagnosed in 2020.
Oh, okay, because I asked you earlier when you were diagnosed and you told me in 2008. Okay.
No. I
That's where I
started
was the
using
confu-
it.
Okay. That's where the confusion was. I just wanted
Oh,
to
I'm
make sure
so
I
sorry.
had.
It's
It's okay, no worries. I just wanted to make sure I had this
yes, I got.
correct before moving forward. So you were
Yes.
diagnosed in June of 2020, is that correct?
Yes, I was
Okay.
the year I was diagnosed was September 2020. My
Okay,
daughter's
and you started spraying
birthday, yeah.
Roundup in 2008 of June, and you stopped spraying Roundup in August of 2020. Is that correct? I just wanted to confirm. Okay, so let's go back a little bit here. I just want to make sure again I have this information correct. You said you became aware that your
No
injury
problem.
may have been related to Roundup in 2008, so you found out that, but you weren't diagnosed until 2020. So, how would you have known, that there was a correlation 12 years before?
Okay, so I stopped using it in August of 2020. I started using it in June 2008.
Okay, so when did you first become aware
But
that
I
you're in?
had gone.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was asking, when did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup? What date?
Right. Okay. So I actually, so that was in, it was probably like in 2020, after I stopped using it. I found out that I was getting sick behind it, so I stopped using it. So that's when I found out.
So that would
In
be approximately
2020,
August 2020, is that correct?
that's when I stopped using it and went to the doctor.
Okay, so that's when you became aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup, is that correct?
Yes,
Okay, thank you so much for clarifying that. And then I just want to confirm the state that you use the product in is California.
Yes.
And where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied to?
Oh, it was my backyard in the residential area, the garden area. And you said how long, how big is it?
So it's just your backyard and your garden, that's it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay, thank you so much. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Or directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Say that one more time.
How often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes, every
Okay.
time.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by using it at home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then, do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was mixed.
So it was a premix?
No. It was mixed.
Okay, so
It
there
was
so there's
mixed
two.
already. I didn't have to do no.
Okay, so there's the concentrate. The concentrate is the one that you have to add stuff to it so that you can use it. The premix is already ready for you.
Yes, I said mixed.
Okay, so the
It was
premix
already
one.
mixed. Did
Okay.
you hear me?
Okay, yes. I just
Oh,
wanted to
premix.
confirm.
Okay, you want to hear premix. My fault.
Okay, and then what
Yeah,
store
no
did you
problem.
purchase
Thank
the
you.
Roundup from?
I was a Home Depot out here in Moreno Valley. Do you need an address?
No, it's okay. Thank you so much. And do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Not unless I could go back on my bank statement.
But as of right now,
Unless
you
I could go
don't.
back on my bank statement. No, I do not.
You have any Roundup in your possession currently? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, the next nine questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Have you ever lost time from work due to surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And do you have a medical record that indicates cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately what dates were you out of work or unable to work?
6 months doing chemotherapy.
And do you remember when you started the chemotherapy?
Yes, I started the and shoot, when was it? Chemotherapy. It was like when it was 20 October, September, October. Must have been 2020. October 2020.
Until April 2021, does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the name of your current employer, the company name?
IHSS.
I'm sorry, say that again.
In-home Supportive Services, IHSS.
And where is that located? Is it in Moreno Valley?
Yes.
So I have IHSS Public Authority, and that is located at 12125 Day Street, Suite 101, Moreno Valley, California, zip code 92504.
That sounds like about it.
Okay, and what is your job title there?
Caregiver.
Okay, thank you so much. And then, what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Choi.
And?
C-H-O-I. His name is Brian Choi, C-H-O-I.
And where is he located? What facility?
Oh, he's also in Moreno Valley.
I'm sorry, say that again?
He's in Moreno Valley.
Okay.
Is there the address?
Is there a specific facility where you went?
Okay, so it's the Compassionated Cancer Care Medication Group, Medical Group. And I'm sorry, that's Riverside. It's considered Riverside, but they're kind of like next door to each other. But it's actually Riverside, California.
Okay. LA Cancer Network, Compassionate Cancer Care, and that is 4500 Brockton Ave, Suite 107 in Riverside, California, 92501.
Oh, yeah, you're correct.
Okay. And then is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that was at the same facility, correct?
Yes.
And was your doctor Dr. Brian Choi?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. And then what kind of treatment did you do?
Well, I had the 6 months of chemotherapy. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so did you just do chemotherapy?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have the doctor's phone number by chance or no? I can find it on Google.
I do, but not on me. I don't know it right off.
Okay, no worries. Then the phone number I have from Google is 714-210-2300. Is that correct?
I'm not really sure. I could look it up real quick if you need to, but that's probably it.
Okay. Yeah, if you did want to look it up, just to confirm, I can't move forward without confirming the phone number.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on 1 minute. Okay, so it is Okay, I have the let me see what does it say. I I have a number that is not that you don't have. It's like
Okay, whatever number that you have for the doctor, if you could give that to me, please, that would be great.
so it don't have his name, but it's a I have 951-788-0008, but that don't sound right. Because this I just talked to him.
Okay, did you want me to put the phone number that I have for Brian Choi on Google?
What number do you have?
714-210-2300. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Yes, that's...
Okay, what date did you start your treatment? Approximately when?
Okay, I started the treatment in September because of my daughter's birthday. It was September 2020.
Okay, thank you so much. And then can I get your current address, please?
Sure. It's 25285 Courtney Drive, like the girl's name, Courtney.
Oh, it's the same address?
Moreno Valley, California.
25285 Courtney Drive, Moreno, California, zip code 92551.
Moreno Valley.
Yes, Moreno Valley. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Correct.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes, she lives with me.
Okay, and we do have permission to contact this person, correct?
Yes.
Can you spell your emergency contact's first and last name?
First name is Tiana, T-I-A-N-A. Last name is Miles, M-I-L-E-S.
Phone number?
310-999-1884.
And who is this person to you?
Daughter.
Okay, thank you so much. And then I have one last question for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
You said how have it affected my life?
How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Actually, it keeps me going back to the doctor. I get tired fast. I just can't do the things that I used to do. I'm constantly under the doctor's care. Not only for this, but for other things too. And I don't know if it was because of this, but I'm constantly under the doctor's care.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope things get better for you, okay?
Thank you, sweetie. Me too.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately around June 1st, 2020. You are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at the home address of 25285 Courtney Drive in Moreno Valley, California, zip code 92551. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 12 years. I have your first name as Renee, R-E-N-E-E. Last name Stoner, S-T-O-N-E-R. Your social is 548-88-0956, and your date of birth is February 20th, 1953. I have your email as M as in Mary, E as in Elephant, L as in Larry, O as in Octopus, N as in Nancy, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, L as in Larry, T as in tree and D as in deer at yahoo.com. I have your phone number as 951-403-8813. You started spraying Roundup roughly around June 1st, 2008, and stopped spraying roughly around August 1st, 2020. You sprayed residentially in California. You were exposed directly. You purchased it at Home Depot in Moreno Valley. I have your current employer as IHSS Public Authority, located at 12125 Dave Street, Suite 101 in Moreno Valley, California, zip code 92504. Your job title is a caregiver, and you lost time from work from or about 6 months for chemotherapy from October 2020 to April 2021. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Brian S. Choi. He is located at LA Cancer Network Compassionate Care Center. I'm sorry, LA Cancer Network Compassionate Cancer Care, located at 4500 Brockton Ave, Suite 107 in Riverside, California, zip code 92501. I have the doctor's phone number at 714-210-2300. I have the date that you started treatment roughly around September 1st, 2020, and you received chemotherapy. I have your current address as 25285 Courtney Drive in Moreno Valley, California, zip code 92551. I have your emergency contact as your daughter that lives with you. Her phone number is 310-999-1884. Her first name is Tiana, spelled Tiana. Last name Miles, Miles. Is that all correct?
Yes, that's not. Yes, ma'am, it sounds correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, our system is generating your documents. I just need a couple signatures from you. Do you receive text messages to this phone?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, so I'm going to have you go ahead and sign the documents. You should have just received a text right now. It should take you about 30 seconds or so. Once these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days. They're going to verify the case with you over the phone, so be on the lookout for their call. If you don't hear from them or if you miss their call, please call them. Just because the attorneys won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. Did you receive that text for the
Okay, I'm,
DocuSign?
I've got, yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, so go
Yes,
ahead and click.
I'm signing it now as we.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
I'm also going to send you a text right now for my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, that's going to be my main point of contact. With that being said, if I need anything from you, I will contact you from that 949 number as well. But Renee, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for being patient with me over the phone and for sharing your experience with me. I know it's not very easy to talk about, so I do want to thank you so much for that. I hope I made this process as easy as possible. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, you can let me know, okay?
Thank you so much. No, thank
Okay.
you for putting up with me too. Sometimes I just, my mind's not really clear, but I appreciate your patience as well with me.
No, it's okay. No worries. I just wanted to make sure everything is correct before submitting it through. I don't want to give you any sort of false hope or anything like that. So that's why I just wanted to make sure everything was perfect before we submit it, okay?
I appreciate that. And so I'm doing everything right now. Do you need to be on the phone while I do it or what?
I can stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions.
Okay, look like everything is done because if it wasn't done, it would probably kick me out, right?
Yeah, did you hit finish on the bottom?
Let me see.
Yeah, there should be a finish button once you're
Let's
done.
see. But there's still some things that's not filled out, my phone number, but anyway. So yeah, if finishes there, that means everything was signed.
Okay, let me see. You have to click finish. Yeah,
Because I
if it
see
lets you click finish, if it lets you click finish, that means everything is signed.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Okay, so
Okay.
I did, and let me see what it says. Oh no, I think it's still one more thing. Nope, I didn't finish that. I missed a spot.
Okay.
I think I got it now. Let me see. Yeah. It says all parties have completed Roundup AD4. Okay, yeah, I think I did it. What is your name?
My name is Shireen.
Okay. Thank you, Shireen. You're so sweet and so patient with people, so I appreciate that so
Of
much.
course. So yes, with that being said, I just received your documents. So just be on the lookout for a call from the attorneys. They do need to verify the case with you in order to move forward. But again, if you have any questions or concerns, I sent you a text from a 949 number. It has my name, my phone number, my email. So if you need anything at all, that's going to be your main point of contact. Okay, Renee?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you have a safe day and be safe out there and have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.